Excellencies, delegates, my delegation commends UNHCR, EXCOM, and the chairperson in particular for organizing and leading the current session. I also congratulate His Excellency Mr. Filippo Grandi on your election as UN Commissioner for Refugees and express my delegation's readiness to engage and cooperate with your mandate. We believe that the influx of migrants, forced displacements, and refugees constitute a colossal force and challenge of our global reality. Thus, a governance of migration rooted on a development migration nexus has decisive implications to the promotion of peace and security and human rights and development. Since independence, Eritrea has capitalized on strengthening the internal dynamics of nation building. In spite of challenges, progress has been achieved. The people's livelihood, aspiration, equal opportunity, responsible participation, and harmony have been strengthened. The country also enjoys peace and stability. Eritrea, however, continues to face existential external threats, that is, occupation of sovereign Eritrean territories by Ethiopia, UN Security Council sanctions, and belligerent stance of some countries intended to undermine nation building. In spite of their impact, these threats have not rolled back the progress. Moreover, illegal migration embedded in a burgeoning global human trafficking network has also been imposed on Eritrea to serve this plot. President Obama's own admission in the Global Clinton Foundation Initiative of September 25, 2012 is a revealing testimony in this sad episode. Simply quoted, it states, I quote, on Eritrea, we are partnering with non-government organizations and neighboring countries to take our children and women from the grip of their abusers. Excellencies and delegates, in the above context, the governance of migration and refugees in Eritrea has been complicated in the last decade. Economic challenge is a push factor that drives Eritreans to migrate in search of opportunities. However, the pull factors promoted by some countries to lure the working age population constitute the main drive. Preferential treatment to secure automatic acceptance, fake and manipulated political asylum, and deliberate accommodation of migrants from other nationalities, obviously pretending as Eritreans, has been the wrong immigration policy on Eritrea. The good news is that the number of economic migrants going out of Eritrea has rapidly decreased recently. This is mainly a result of the promising internal development progress and the exposure of the illusions tangled to migrant expectations. The ongoing constructive engagements with some countries to rectify the above policy approach on Eritrea have also played a part. Moreover, statistics have been manipulated, inflated, and sensationally messaged in order to tarnish the image of Eritrea. In particular, the wrangling of the question of displaced Eritreans in the Ethiopian camps is an open secret. The prevalence of ghost refugees and virtual numbers has also been exposed, and we leave the veracity of these facts on the UNHCR. But it's morally unacceptable for the government of Ethiopia to shed crocodile tears on the plight of some Eritreans who became victims of its campaign and fall on the trap of its conduits. Excellence, ladies and gentlemen, the prevailing inequitable international order and the protracted use of coercive measures and sanctions have also contributed as drivers for international migration and displacement. Nations are negatively influenced by global inequalities, asymmetries of trade relations, plundering of natural resources, demographic realities, and environmental degradation. Internal injustices and the proliferation of inter and intrastate conflicts and wars also intensify forced internal displacements, migration, and refugees. In this context, migration and displacement has also been used as a tool for other political motives and served the larger campaign to vilify, isolate, and destabilize target nations. Globalization, in part, has set a new set of additional motivations which facilitate international migration. Hence, genuine effort is needed to maximize its advantages for sustainable development goals. Effective governance of migration befits the realization of globalization that ensures the human rights of migrants and refugees. The recent worrying revelations and panic on displaced persons by some developed countries has indeed tested our humanity and questioned the tenets of globalization. It denotes of a situation where the prevailing system is more challenging in its capacity to address human treatment, integration, and the principles of non-refoulement. We believe that all victims of displacement need to get the necessary humanitarian support. Their human dignity, human security, and human development must also be respected. This entails provision of opportunities, better integration, and involvement in productivity. In this connection, addressing the effects of brain drain, role to contribute in the development of their country of origin as diaspora communities, the repatriation of human capital flights, and the management of voluntary returns are vital. Excellence and delegates, Eritrea remains committed to sustain its ongoing internal development dynamics and address its real challenges, including that of migration. It's also committed to contribute and cooperate in the strengthening of a viable global governance system of migration and refugees. The Eritrean delegation has clearly highlighted the strategic issues in the recent New York Migration Summit of the UN General Assembly. In this vein, my delegation earnestly calls for the strengthening of the rational approach, objective analysis, and reliable data of the underlying issues. The situation also demands a paradigm shift to strengthen the governance of migration and refugees and address the critical challenges. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the distinguished Ambassador of Eritrea for his statement. I once more mention that we